So what we do is we become aware of what are the thoughts going through our mind, what are the feelings that we're having, what are the sensations that we have in our body that are indicative of anxiety, for example. So
welcome to Business Profound, where our mission is to help leaders like you maximize your performance, both within yourself and in your team. If you're an executive who's ready to face the toughest challenges in the business world head on and learn how to overcome them successfully, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Karen Tax, a former computer programmer who has lived through the worst of corporate America, from crippling mistrust to straight-up corruption. I've seen it all. And out of the ashes of that phoenix, I've since dedicated my life to guiding leaders and entire organizations through some of the worst drama and into their best selves.
So Karen, I want to dive a little bit deeper into this issue of focus again, from where you were saying you helped a client focusing from a place of anxiety to a new place of focusing from, what was it again?
From being calm and open and connected to himself and connected to others, trusting, curious, engaged.
I mean, that sounds nice.
I'd like to be focused from there.
So, but my question is like, how do you even do that? How do you make that shift? How does that even happen?
So I work with my clients to make that shift by using mindfulness practices. And so what we do is we become aware of what are the thoughts going through our mind? What are the feelings that we're having? What are the sensations that we have in our body that are indicative of anxiety, for example? So any of the fear-based kinds of reactions that we have will cause a contraction in our body. Tension, shortness of breath, racing thoughts, those kinds of things. So when you become aware of those going on inside of yourself, you can notice. Now, the issue here is that most people try to make them go away, which actually makes them worse. It's like when you're trying to get to sleep and then you try to make yourself go to sleep and then you end up staying awake half the night because you know, making something happen with yourself like that generally doesn't work very well.
Instead of forcing the issue
or suppressing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work.
So what we want to do is notice it and let it move. So we have all this life.
But how do you do that?
I know.
If you've never done something
I
like
know.
That
if
before.
You've never done it, I know. It's tricky. If you've never done it, it is tricky. But it takes practice and it takes some daily practice. It doesn't, and I don't want.
It's not a singular event.
No. All right. So it's like learning how to be good at anything. You need to do some daily practice. And I don't want this to feel overwhelming for people and like this big hurdle thing because it's a skill.
I imagine
skill.
It would, especially if you're new to it.
Right. So it's a skill that anyone can learn. With practice. So what you're doing is you're noticing what's going on. You're aware of the energy that you have. So all of us are alive. All of us have energy running through our bodies. And so what we're doing is we're becoming aware of that energy and our thoughts and our, as I said before, all those different areas you become aware of. And what you want to do is just notice it moving.
Okay.
So if I'm contracted in tension or worry or anxiety, I'm holding that energy in place. And what we want to do is relax and be open to what's going on. Like the antithesis of pushing it away is welcoming it. And that's what we're doing. We're welcoming or accepting. Okay. Sometimes it's called acceptance.
That's a little bit scary.
It is. And that's why often it's really good to do this with someone who's skilled at doing it.
Right.
And, you know, many coaches are skilled at this. And there's something called co-regulation that happens with someone who's able to hold a calm center, like a coach, that can be with you as you experience this, especially for the first time, that you can move through it and then they can help you hold steady. So you co-regulate with their sense of calm and that helps you have, you get a sense of what it's like to be able to move through these feelings. And it really depends on your experience. So if you've had a lot of trauma, if you've had a lot of pain or difficulty in your life, you're going to have more contraction in your body and your mind with this kind of stuff. And so it's going to take a little more tending and care to be able to move through it. Others have less of that, and so it's a little easier to move through. Sometimes people with trauma are actually better at this because they've had to deal with this kind of stuff and learn how to move through it, and they know that that stuff is going on.
So it's entirely individual.
It's very individual, and it's not one size fits all, and it's really something that you have to experiment with yourself and see what works.
So I imagine once I allow that to happen, notice what's happening, like you said, what comes after that?
So then you experiment with how you're showing up. So it's like, oh, as I'm in this conversation with you right now, am I feeling open and aware of what's going on inside of me? Am I connected to me and to you? Am I curious? Am I experimenting? Am I feeling adventuresome? Or whatever flavor of that is right for you. And then you can know I'm showing up in a way where I'm focusing from the best of who I am.
The Business Profound podcast is hosted by Karen Tax. Check out our Define Your True Self course at imx.one to learn more about creating business profound success for yourself and your organization. This podcast is produced by me, Molly Yim, Sabrina Renee Kinkle, and IMX. On behalf of all of us, we thank you profoundly for listening.